Guess who we ran into here in Freeport, Maine? Teresa Payton, former Chief Information Officer of the White House. And now you're, let's give you a quick plug about your company.
Okay, great. CEO of Fortalist Solutions. We love to work with financial services companies, especially credit unions, of which I'm a member of two.
That's right.
Very proud member of two. And we do everything from sort of reviewing policies and procedures, risk assessments, giving you advice, as well as adversarial targeting. So really doing that red team, blue team, also looking at the dark web, deep web, and really give you a point of view of how would an adversary target your credit union or your bank.
So you're going to be the keynote presenter here. What are you going to talk about today? Are you going to be talking about the dark web and all that type of stuff that's like kind of spooky? Because it's Halloween, so.
Yeah, it is. It is close to Halloween. You're right. It is pretty spooky. We're going to be talking about a couple different things. One is really getting behind today's headlines and understanding, okay, so what happened to Yahoo? Does that mean anything for me? And yes, it absolutely does. We'll be talking about the Internet of Things, and it sounds like on the surface that what would the Internet of Things have to do with the workplace, but it has some ramifications for the workplace. Okay. And we're just going to be talking about, you know, sort of my lessons learned from the firing lines to the front lines and sort of taking those lessons learned into your company. Okay. And oftentimes the advice I'm going to go over today doesn't require actually spending money.
Yay.
It's really thinking differently and changing the way you do things and leveraging a lot of the investments you've already made.
Yeah. I don't want to steal your thunder, but what trends are we seeing? If you can just kind of like give us a tease.
Absolutely. Ransomware and extortionware is absolutely on the rise, as well as changing data and leaving it alone, or changing data and then putting it out on the internet. Okay. So changing emails, changing documents. A lot of disruption. We just saw for the first time the highest ever DDoS attack. The amount of volume was double than the last volume for a DDoS attack, which is a distributed denial of service. It takes your website offline. And in this particular one, the forensics are still ongoing, but the Internet of Things was actually involved.
Oh, really? Because that's the wave that's coming now. I mean, you can order milk from your refrigerator or detergent from your washer and dryer, but that's another place the fraudsters can get, right?
You're absolutely right. And so what's interesting is in the past, a lot of crimes were committed by breaking into your grandmom's computer and doing the crime through her computer. Mm-hmm. Now they're not doing that. They're using the Internet of Things. So this is brave new world, and it's going to require new strategies and new ways of thinking.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what does a consumer do these days? Do you have any just quick advice for somebody? What do we do?
Stone tablets. No,
what's that?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But because I was like, is there anything I can do to be perfectly safe? I'm like, stone tablets and homing pigeons.
Back to the days.
Yes, yes, back to the days. Who knew old school was going to be so great? Yeah. But a couple of things. You know, I always say to people that email address that you use with your bank account, make sure you get a brand new one today and don't use it anywhere else. The Yahoo breach has significant ramifications because even if you're not currently a customer of Yahoo, at some point in time, you answered secret questions. You probably recycled those answers on your bank account. You need to change your email address, even if you're not currently using Yahoo as your email address, and you need to change those secret questions.
I have to get after my wife on that because she's a big Yahoo email. I'm like, Michelle, Gmail.
Candidly, I think Yahoo and AOL are both delightful companies, but I haven't seen the email keep pace to help fight the fraudsters that are trying to get into your accounts.
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, a question that I wanted to ask you last time, because I interviewed you in Belfast a few months ago. How do we catch these fraudsters? Because it's not just some random person in a basement anymore. You know, it's a big network. I mean, these are big crime syndicates. How do we catch these people? Is it harder and harder to catch these people? Because it's almost kind of a passive-aggressive crime, because they're kind of way back in some room somewhere. And
I mean, law enforcement is working as hard as they can, and that's why it's really on all of us that if we see something, to report it to law enforcement, even if it didn't create a reportable event to your board or to your regulator, because it can help give them information to help make sure you're not a victim of something larger or that somebody else is a victim. And then oftentimes, they can actually protect your identity, so it doesn't create a press event. The second thing is we are catching them, but if they're in certain countries,
can't extradite them?
We can't extradite them. We just don't have the right international protocols in place to really bring justice and to really show there's a price for committing crimes. Right now, there's all the incentive in the world and there's really no disincentive.
Is most of this stuff happening overseas or is it domestic? Or is it kind of 50-50?
It's both. You have a lot of domestic, and the good news is when we figure out who's doing the domestic, law enforcement can serve a warrant and they can go through a trial. When they're overseas, most of the countries, we're not able to touch them.
It's a crazy mixed up world out there. I mean, it's exciting at the same time,
yes.
But it's that double-edged sword cliche, you know, it's exciting, but it's dangerous as well.
It is, but you know, there's a lot of developments coming up that are gonna be great, I think, for the financial services industry. The tokenization of payments is gonna help tremendously. Where we're gonna be going with true, I call it user authentication, which is sort of behavioral based, like when do you normally bank online and where do you normally bank and what device do you normally use, and leveraging that to help fight fraud in a more meaningful, real-time way. And then looking at blockchain technology and how that's going to help. It's not going to be kind of the end-all be-all. It's not the silver bullet, but it's going to help sort of at a point-to-point help you manage the security of a transaction. So there's some really exciting stuff around the corner that I think is going to help fight crime.
I like it. Light at the end of the tunnel. I like it. Teresa, always a pleasure talking to you. Have fun in there and break a leg.
All right.
Thanks again. I appreciate the time, as
good
always.
To see you.
Good to see you too. Have fun.